pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for a moment of silent meditation. Be seated. There are no recognitions tonight. Carol, are there any visitors? Laura Slattery?
Good evening, Superintendent Nolan, members of the Board of Ed. As most of you know, or maybe some of you don't know, I'm on the Facilities Committee, and at last week's meeting, I expressed my concerns to our facilitator regarding what I heard that a few Board of Ed members attended a soccer meeting to let them know that one of the options that we're considering is the selling of Waverly Fields. We are a facilities committee. We are looking at all facilities, elementary, middle school, as well as every property owned. We have not even presented any of the members of the Board of Ed our options. All of these are options. If you would have went to Winona PTA or Samoset PTA and let them know we're considering closing their buildings, they would come out with flyers and protests or whatever. We're not even at that point. So if the Board of Ed is going to continue to sabotage what we're trying to do, which is a very hard job, please let us know now, because I am taking hours and hours and hours and hours a week. Everybody's doing spreadsheets, downloading, trying to figure out how we can make this work, plus giving up time out of our week, taking away from our family. So if you are going to do this, please let us know now, because I personally would like to resign. If you could just wait, everybody's going to be upset, no matter whether we close an elementary, a middle school, or give an option of selling fields. Everybody's going to be upset, no matter what is done. It's a hard enough job for those of us who love this community, and nobody loves this community more than I do, but to be undermined and put us in a situation that you have done is very, very unfair to those of us who are giving our time, energy, and effort into taking this project very seriously. Thank you very much.
Just for the record, just to state, I am aware of the meeting that was taking place, and there were board members that were invited down to attend the meeting. I wasn't there, but I got a recap of the meeting, and it was by invitation that board members went down, and they shared what occurred in public session. There was no intent or no desire to sabotage the committee or do anything but provide the committee with the full and utmost support that we're going to continue to do. Thank you. Carol, any other visitors?
Sure. If I may. Laura, for the record, and for everyone, for the record, on October 21st, and I made some notes just so that I was perfectly clear. On October 21st, I received an email from our district clerk, Ms. Adelberg, informing me of a telephone message which was left at district office, which read, "The attached voice message is from Brian D." I had no idea who Brian D was, but they identified him as the president of the Sachem Youth Soccer League. He states that there's an SYSL board meeting this evening at the Sachem Public Library, and there is a general meeting on October 28th at Sagamore from 7:30 to 9:30. He requested a call back and left the telephone number. I did not call Brian D back. However, I decided to attend this general meeting on October 28th. And for those of you who don't know, and I think I've said it enough times that you probably might remember, 30 years ago, I was very, very much involved for a lot of years with the Sachem Youth Soccer League, and I was a vice president of that board, as well as a travel coach on numerous of those teams. So I have a lot of involvement, past history. My kids went through there, and I feel as passionate about what that league does as others like Mrs. Slattery, who feels very passionate about the football program here, which I happen to agree with her. But the following I decided to go to the general meeting on October 28th. At that general meeting, there were no discussions or comments related to the Waverly Avenue soccer fields. However, following the conclusion of the meeting, I was invited along with President Rob Scavo, who also received the same email invitation, to sit down with Brian DeMurley and other individuals, including Frank Schmidt, who's our retired North Varsity, very successful soccer coach with state championships, and was one of the founders of the SYSL, along with Luce Ventura, Al Matucci, Vinny Lopretto, and some others that I honestly did not know their names. Rob and I were asked to clarify rumors which were circulating about the possible sale of these fields. The group was informed of the action approved at the October 23rd Board of Education meeting to include all Sachem-owned properties for consideration by the Facilities Study Committee. I clearly underscored at that meeting that this was merely the committee's consideration and not a vote to sell that property. At no time was any information protected by executive session privilege or any plot to intimidate that committee discussed with that group, and I challenge anyone to produce evidence to support that allegation. Today, I received a telephone call from a member of the facilities group after explaining to him that we really shouldn't be having this conversation because it was decided that we shouldn't interact with members of that facilities group as board members. I informed him of that, but he told me that a female member of the facility group, and I guess I know who that was, told the whole members of that committee, the whole group, that four members of this board conspired with SYSL to intentionally intimidate the committee not to recommend the sale of the fields. I quickly gave him a quick synopsis of what really transpired. It's not a secret that I voted not to include the district-owned property for consideration by this committee. As a board, we can and we have done whatever we can as far as properties on our own. I still feel that putting this to the committee, as I voted before, is a distraction from what this committee's true charge should be. And finally, for the record, I am and I will continue to be a proud supporter of the thousands of children that we serve each year by those dedicated coaches and the volunteers at that Sachem Youth Soccer League.
Carol, anybody else? Okay. We can go on to the agenda. There are no presentation or recognition tonight. No presentations at this point, Jim? Okay. So can I have a motion for consent agenda 5A1 through 5D2? Terry Ahern, second by Mike Isernia. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That brings us to the page 9. And we'll look at action items, mini contracts, consent agenda items 611 through 618. Motion, please.
Motion.
Mike Timo, Mike Isernia, second. Questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Yes. That brings us to the top of page 9. Appointments of alternate evening high school staff for 2013-14 school year. Motion, please. Terry Ahern, Mike Isernia. Questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 6.3, elementary curricular clubs and activities. Motion, please. Mike Isernia, second.
Second.
Mike Timo, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 6.4, approval of Cullen and Donowski LLP to audit extracurricular activities fund. Mike Timo, second. Terry Ahern, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. 6.5, approval of payment to Cindy Pantheros. Motion, please. Terry Ahern, Mike Isernia, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. 6.6, creation of call-in recreational aid position. Mike Isernia.
Second.
Mike Timo. Question? Okay.
What is it?
Terry. Bruce?
It's a classification in the child care program.
Is it like a substitute or is
yes.
it like? Okay.
Yeah, these are like high school students that are on call-in basis in the child care program.
Oh, so like a sub, sort of.
It's exactly what okay. it is.
You have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Page 10, 6.7, appointment of individual nurses for 13-14 school year. Motion, please. Mike Acernia. Second. Mike Timo. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. 6.8, approval of district-wide lifeguards. Terry Ahern, Mike Acernia. Questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. 6.9, approval of extracurricular clubs and activities for the 13-14 school year. Motion, please.
Motion.
Mike Timo, Terry Ahern. Questions, comments? Dorothy?
Paul? Do we have, is this the final now? Or is this the final as far as the clubs that are going to be running?
That's up to date, yes. I don't know if there are, they're still trying to recruit more advisors.
Okay, so it's still an ongoing process?
Ongoing process, yes.
But they did have, didn't they have the club fair?
They did have the club fair.
Okay. So from that, did anything else come out as far as the amount of clubs that they're going to be running in each high school or?
So far, this is what we've done as far as advisors. There were other clubs that had the membership. We did not have the advisors to run the club.
Okay. Can I ask another question, too? Do the two principals get together at all, or do they communicate as far as what clubs are being offered in each high school? I see now that the Science Honor Society is now running at North. So that means the Honor Societies, I believe now, then they're even between East and North. Is that correct? Okay. Are we going to get a final list as far as what clubs? Do you know when that's going to be? Or would it be before, say, the end of November? Or? Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes. Any other questions? Mike?
Paul, is there a definitive number of clubs or activities, or are we going just within the budget? Or if something were to come up after November, is it something that still would be considered and brought to the board? So now, in keeping with that, if a certain school or whatever is under budget, and they have something that comes up and it's in the first of December or middle of December, will we still have an opportunity to approve it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. 6.10, approval of donation from Nestle. Motion, please. Mike Timo, Mike Acernia, Terry Ahern. Questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Jim, if we can send a letter, thank you. 6.11, approval of budget transfers, $50,000 or greater. Motion, please. Mike Acernia, Terry Ahern. Questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Appointment of interim elementary principal, 6.12. Motion, please. Mike, Terry. Questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. 6.13, recommendation from Committee on Special Education. Motion, please. So Mike Timo, Mike Acernia. Questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Any discussion on the monthly reports? Board of Education subcommittees? Nope. Updates to the board? Jim?
Yeah, just a few brief updates. I think we mentioned not too long ago that usually the Suffolk County Superintendents Association takes on several initiatives that they feel motivated to support. This year, we have chosen just one, and that's the GEA. And basically, for Sachem, the GEA represents about $17.5 million. And basically, it was the state's way a couple of years back when they had a revenue shortfall. They took care of their revenue shortfall by taking a certain amount of money from each school district across the state. So again, for Sachem, I can't think of another district who would benefit more from that GEA money than Sachem. So I'm happy to say that the Suffolk Superintendents Association, also working with the Nassau Superintendents Association, that is their sole goal this year in working with the state on funds that support schools. So in the very near future, they were waiting. We have a meeting next week. They were waiting, obviously, for Election Day to come and go. So there's going to be a mass letter-writing campaign coming up soon, so I'll keep everybody informed of that.
Okay. Any questions for Jim on that? Paul, data privacy?
As you are aware, since we were one of the race to the top schools and we got the grant from State Ed, we were required by October 30th to select a dashboard.
We were required to select a dashboard portal through New York State Ed. They had three different portals to choose from. One was SchoolNet, which is owned by Pearson. However, the data that's going into that portal is data that's coming directly from New York State Ed, such as state assessments currently. On our end, we have no intention on using the portal, as we currently use eSchool data, which more than suffices and meets our needs here within district. I know there's been a lot of talk about student privacy, so on and so forth. To us, student privacy is the most important concern that we have, and therefore we will not be including any additional data other than what's already all there, already reported by the state. We're not reporting anything additional.
Any questions for Paul? I have a few. Paul, I know there are some school districts in encouraging people to opt out of parents and school districts to opt out of Race to the Top to stop them from providing this data. Does opting out of Race to the Top prevent us from uploading this data?
The data is going to be reported by State Ed no matter what. Whether the site is live or not, that's a different story.
So whether or not we take part in Race to the Top, return the little bit of money we have.
The data is going to be provided. Right, the site won't be live, but it will be provided to the in-room company, I guess. On our end, again, it's up to us. Our only requirement was to select a dashboard. That was it. Whether we use it or not is entirely up to us as a district, and at this point, I believe my recommendation was to not use it for anything other than what State Ed is already providing to it.
Okay. I think that's important, Sal, that people know that, because the state says you have to choose a dashboard. The state does not say you have to use it. So we currently do not use it, and much of the information, demographic information, enrollment, suspension rates, things like that, we're required to do no matter what, and that's information that we've shared with the state for many years. So
there's nothing we can do right now more, regardless, that would protect privacy any more than what's out there?
At this point, no, but that's a great segue for our next discussion item. So on November 12th, Commissioner King will be coming to Long Island again. He has several meetings scheduled. One happens to be November 12th at Ward Melville High School from 6 to 8. It is a meeting by invite only, so we are able to bring folks from Sachem to that meeting. So we're reaching out to different groups right now. Obviously, the board would certainly be invited to attend. But because it's such limited space, it's going to be in the auditorium at Ward Melville High School with an overflow in the cafeteria. So once again, it gives us another forum to have a conversation with the commissioner about our concerns. And then he has also agreed to have further meetings with the superintendents around Suffolk and Nassau County in the near future, so that'll help as well.
Mike?
again, when we opted in to raise the top, what was our grant money?
We received $87,000 over 3 years, so that was probably spent quite a while ago.
And how much do we currently spend on the initiative?
Far more than 87, just on staff development and training and things like that, the folks we should have to send to Albany.
So if we opted out and sent the $87,000 back, what would we save?
Well, no, we really wouldn't save anything. We'd be out the $87,000, but we would still have to basically comply with all the things that are required of us from the state.
But now the only information we're going to – the only information is going to be online, but our students will be what the state uploads.
Correct.
We're not going to provide anything.
No.
I know it seems like a raw deal for us, right?
It is.
Dorothy, did you have some – any other questions for John? Okay. Jim, is there anything else? Carol, any other visitors? Okay. Any future agenda items?
Could we have discussion about implementing a board policy that would require the board every 5 years to have a demographic survey done similar to what we've done this year? We went a long time between having demographic surveys. It was the reconfiguration, then it was just recently. So I think every 5 years would be something worth talking about.
Anybody object to having a presentation on doing that? Anybody else?
Jim, I think Paul sent a memo. Just can we go over again how we're going to try to support the kids? I saw the memo that looks like we're going to get a waiver for the kids who are the 8th grade honor students who are, you know, where they would normally take the assessment, but they take in the algebra regions. We're going to get an okay to just let them take the regions. That looks like that's going to happen.
Yeah, I think what's happened is the state, they heard from many, many people, and I think we mentioned earlier that they were not requiring the same of children in science classes. So now with the math, I actually think they heard what people were saying. So we will not have that need that we originally anticipated in having to basically catch up or find time to teach, two different math curriculums.
They'll focus on the algebra regions now to the exclusion of that assessment work, right?
Correct.
Well, we'll find out about the exemption sometime in December. But as of right now, the focus will be the integrated algebra curriculum and the algebra common core to make sure our students are prepared to take the algebra regions exam.
Okay.
Right. I think the key to that is, you know, our honor students in eighth grade, they're taking ninth grade math.
Right.
So it would be looking, you know, backwards. And, people were concerned about that gap, but we would have the same to say about all of our ninth grade algebra students. So.
Well, any reason to think that we're not going to get this exemption? Any reason?
I can't. Tennessee got it a few months back, so we're
okay. Anything else? Okay, the next meeting is November 20th, 7:30 in the boardroom. Thank you. Meeting is adjourned. Motion to go into executive session?
Going into executive session for the purposes of discussing particular personnel items.
What he said. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?